Well, friends, I would like to address you today and to tell you something about the most important matter in the whole world. There's nothing more important than salvation. There's nothing more important than having peace with God and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. 2,000 years ago, Christ came from heaven because God said that there's a way of salvation. There's a Savior. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He sent His Son into this world, and the Savior came and suffered and died on the cross. The Savior is God's own Son. And having died for our sins, He offers salvation to us. He rose again on the third day, and He sent out His disciples, and we have come out here today in order to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ and how we all need Christ as our Savior. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And we need to come to the Father. Our life here in this world is not going to go on forever. Before long, each one of us will die. And after death, what happens then? Where did we come from? Where are we going? Well, we came from God because God is our Creator. And one day, we're going to die and we're going to have to appear before God again. And the question is, what will happen then? Because there's a heaven and there's also a hell. God is a holy God, and God hates sin. God hates it so much that He will punish it. But in His great love, He has provided us with a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, "Look to me, put your trust in me, and you'll be saved." We know, every one of us, that we do things that we shouldn't do. I am a sinner, and so are you. But although it says in the Bible that the wages of sin is death, it also says that the gift of God is everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's a wonderful truth. There's a gift that God is ready to give us. Will you have it? Will you accept it? Will you take Jesus Christ into your life? He says, "I am the way to heaven, the way to salvation, the way to peace. I am the truth about the way, the truth that we all need to know. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And we have to come to know the truth, and we have to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we do that, we find salvation. And the wonderful thing is that Jesus is also the life, because by nature, every one of us need life. We need eternal life. And the great thing is that when we come to know Jesus and put our faith in Him, we experience life. Life that is rich, that's deep, that's real, that's full and meaningful. A life that begins now and a life that will continue throughout the endless ages of eternity with God in heaven. This is the great truth of the Bible, the truth of the gospel. There is a judgment day before us. Every one of us will have to stand before God and give our account to Him. And He tells us, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." The Lord Jesus Christ, He came, He suffered, and He died. This time, at Christmas time, many people are celebrating the birth of Christ. Well, here is this Savior. Why was He born? Why did He come? He came to save us, to bring life and peace and joy to us. "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
Science has proven that every single so-called miracle in the Bible happened, and it had absolutely nothing to do with the so-called human beings.
The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, and he performed miracles. He raised people from the dead, and Jesus Christ himself died on the cross, and then on the third day he rose again, triumphant.
Answer me one question. If Jesus supposedly raised all the dead, raised people from the dead, then why didn't he do it to every single dead person? People that died hundreds of years before he was born.
One day Jesus Christ is going to raise everybody from the dead. Every single person will be raised from the dead, and we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will give an account to him, because Christ is the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. This is the wonderful Savior that we have, who has conquered death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Look unto Christ, and you shall be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ came to raise us from the dead, because by nature we're all dead in trespasses and sins. We need to experience a spiritual resurrection. We need to be raised from being dead. You have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. The Lord Jesus, he came from heaven for this very purpose, for our salvation. If we have Christ, we will be saved. And if we do not have Christ, we will not be saved. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The one thing that makes the difference between those who go to heaven and those who go to hell is, do we have Christ? And if we put our trust in Jesus, who died on the cross for sinners, then we will be saved. And we will experience peace and joy and assurance and forgiveness and love in our hearts. We all need the love of God to be shed abroad in our hearts. The peace that passes knowledge, and the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Look unto me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth. And so, friends, we encourage you to read your Bibles, to think about Christ and about your soul, to come along to church, to the Partick Free Church continuing at the just beside Thornwood Primary School. Come along Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, 6 p.m. in the evening, and you'll hear the gospel there expounded. A warm welcome is given to you. Come along, and you will be very welcome, and you'll hear the message of salvation. There's nothing more important than that we should know about Christ and about the way of salvation.